In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, normally, actually, every single time, ever, I have never, ever made a sermon that was directed to someone that was present, because I don't think that that's a good practice in general. And although people have sometimes said, were you talking about me? I never was. But today, I'm going to give a sermon that is directed to some people present, and that is all of your children, and also the parents of children. And really, if you're a grandparent, because there are lives of saints for tomorrow and for today that show a great advantage these people had. And you should take advantage. And parents, you should do your best to give them this advantage. Now, we're sinners. We make mistakes. We don't always do everything right. We're not always as pious as we should be. But this should be a goal, because look at the great fruit that came forth. So we celebrate tomorrow the priest martyr Zenobius and his sister Zenobia. And they were raised in a pious way by their parents. They were actually a little bit wealthy, but their parents raised them in piety. And so after their parents died, they distributed their inheritance to the poor. And Zenobius eventually became a bishop, I believe, yes. And Zenobia, his sister, was around. And this was during the time of Diocletian. And he was a great holy hierarch. And so he attracted the attention of Diocletian, who hated things that were good and holy, because he was an idolater. And so he eventually, either he, I don't know if it was directly him or not, but it was through his agency that Zenobius, Holy Hiram Martyr Zenobius, was brought up on charges, right, being a Christian. And then there was a offer made by the governor Lysias. He said, I shall speak with thee but briefly, for I propose to thee life if thou dost worship our gods, or death if thou dost not. And so this is what Saint Zenobius said. He said, this present life without Christ is death. Better I prepare to endure the present torment for my Creator, and then with him live eternally, than to renounce him because of this present life, and then be tormented eternally in Hades. And so he was then tormented and tortured, and he gave up his life for Christ joyfully. Zenobia, watching this happen, as is a lot of times the case, I've noticed this in my own life, that when something I'm going through is maybe difficult or maybe even not that difficult, my wife seeing it is quite upset by it. And that's very common when someone who loves you sees you going through a problem, they're very upset by it. And so she was extremely upset to see her brother about to be tortured, and she stood in the midst and told them to stop, and then she was brought up to be tortured as well. So they gave up their lives, their temporary lives, together and inherited the eternal life. Now, the reason I talk about them is because of this important point that the parents raised them in piety. They raised them to think that God was more important than anything else. Now, their parents had advantages that we don't have. Their parents, for instance, did not have a television set, did not have the internet, did not have this age where everything is called good that is bad and bad that is good, where people don't think sin, sometimes people think sin doesn't even exist anymore, and our children are in that milieu. And we also, because we are moderns, we have conveniences and such, and we're really pretty lazy, let's be honest with ourselves. We're pretty lazy, we don't pray like our ancient fathers did, etc. But we can do better. And even if we do a little bit better, this is quite important, because we must show our children, and children, you must realize that you have a great inheritance here. You're Orthodox Christians, you've been baptized into the church, you have parents who believe in God, you have grandparents who believe in God and try to struggle to live a Christian life. There's nothing more important than that. Everything you're told at school is against that. Not directly against it, like saying that's bad, but what it's worse than that. It's basically giving you an option to believe in God, but also, you know, you have your life to live. You have these things to do and those things to do. And that's not a very good way to live. So if you live in a sort of in-between, half the world and half the Christian life, then when it comes time to make a statement about God, you may not be able to make it. We shouldn't be afraid of whether or not we would be tortured or anything if we are struggling to live a Christian life. If that's the case, then God will give us the strength. He will tell us what to say. He will give us the strength. He will give us the courage. He will give us the endurance. Something that we can't understand how to have now, it will happen in the future. But not if we are in between, not if we're worldly. So these two children were raised by parents who loved God, and they were not worldly. And so when it came time for them to make a witness, they were ready. And so to myself first, and to my fellow procreators, parents, I would say, we must live piously. We must pray with our children and when they're not around. We should pray more for them than we should instruct them. I can't say that I've always done that. But that's what we should do. And we should struggle to live piously. And then we should try to communicate that pious things are the most important thing for our children to learn and to know and to live. So being present here in vigil is one way to say that these pious things are more important. Because, of course, Saturday night is a party night, is a fun night, is a go to a football game or a baseball game night, or to have a party or to do something else, or even just to watch television. It's not a night to go to church for the majority, even of Orthodox. So it's good that you're here. Children, you have a great inheritance. A great inheritance. You have parents who want to teach you about eternal life. Now, they don't always do a great job because they're sinners. And sometimes their message is contrary to their actions. But that's because we're sinners. But by and large, you should know that your parents value things differently than you would hear about in the news or than you would hear about in school. They're different. And so I hope that you understand this and value it, especially for those of you that are teenagers or becoming teenagers. That's a time when you just start to really reevaluate things and decide what is really important in your life. And if you don't have a struggle to live a Christian life, then most likely the world will win. And 10 years from now, you won't be sitting here in vigil, because you'll be doing something else. And that's just the truth. So it's very important for you, children, to value what your parents are doing, what your grandparents are doing, what people in the church that you love are doing, your godparents, etc. It's very critically important. I'll give you one other example. It's from today, actually, and it's the Anastasia the Roman. And she was raised, she lost her parents in infancy. So she was taken under the care of an abbess of a monastery. And so she learned to live piously in the monastery. Later on, she also had a time when she was called upon to witness her Christian faith. And she was equal to that task because she had learned that the only thing that matters in life is Jesus Christ. So I hope that that's what you learn. I hope that's what we parents continue to learn and continue to transmit to our children. I don't think it's so critical. I certainly hope it's not so critical that we parents, we have our sins. What's important and critical is, do we value eternal life? And is that the inheritance we want to give to our children? That's the most critical thing. And then we better get better at doing it. The faster we get better at doing it, the more our children see it, the more our grandchildren see it, and the more they find their way into the kingdom. So it's very important to have of a good upbringing. Now, people can be saved without a good upbringing, absolutely. But I'm not going to chance it with my grandchildren or my children. Now, my children are already up, you know, raised, and whatever mistakes I've made, those are in the past now. But I can honestly say that despite my sins, all I've ever wanted for my children is to know Jesus Christ intimately. You know my favorite verse, to know God, this is eternal life, that they may know thee, the true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And if you have that desire too, even if you get involved in other stuff, and even if you, stuff happens when you become teenagers, some of it good, some of it bad. Even if the bad stuff happens, if you see people you value, people you love, and people who you know love you, then indeed you will find your way. And I'll just make one comment. What I'm saying is really important, you guys. Super important. Life-changing important. Very important to listen, even if it goes on for a few minutes. You have an inheritance, children. Value it. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.